Shabbat shalom. I have a great eye doctor, but unfortunately, I'm not such a good patient. I pretty much avoid going to the eye doctor, or any doctor for that matter, unless it is absolutely necessary. So a few months ago, my son grabbed hold of my glasses, and that made a trip to the eye doctor unavoidable. So I went to the eye doctor, and after the appointment, I left the doctor with new glasses, fancy drops and solutions, and a promise that this time I was not going to ignore the postcard telling me to make my annual checkup. After reading the Torah portion for this week, it becomes clear to me that our central figure, Bilam, also really needs to see the eye doctor. So here's the background. A non-Jewish prophet, Bilam, is offered a lot of money by the Moabite king to curse the Israelites. On his way to the job, an angel of God with a sword drawn blocks Bilam's path. But Bilam doesn't see the angel. The donkey upon which Bilam is riding immediately sees the angel, stops in his tracks, and tries to alert Bilam. But still, Bilam does not see the angel, and he hits the donkey, hoping to get it moving. This happens three times. And finally, the donkey, tired of being abused by Bilam, turns back to the prophet and yells, "Why do you keep hitting me? What have I ever done to you?" So there is actually a talking donkey in the Torah, but we'll have to save that for another sermon. Anyway, the talking donkey startles Bilam, and finally the prophet Bilam notices the angel of God, sword and all, blocking his path. So there you have it. With more than a hint of humor and irony, it takes a talking donkey to point out to the prophet Bilam that an angel is blocking their path. The donkey sees what the prophet fails to notice. This alone should be enough to send Bilam to the eye doctor. I mean, how do you miss an angel standing right in front of you with a sword? But it gets more complicated. After this incident, Bilam continues on his way to curse the Israelites. He climbs a mountain, sees the Israelite camp on the horizon, and something he sees makes Bilam change his mind. Instead of the curse that he is being paid to make, out comes a blessing. And this is what makes me think that something weird is going on with Bilam's vision. Bilam can't see the angel right before him, but from atop a mountain, far off, he sees something special in the Israelites, something so special that it turns a curse into a blessing. What would happen if he went to the eye doctor? What would be the eye doctor's diagnosis? So we all know from the eye doctor that when you go, you're immediately given an eye checkup. You're given an eye test. And the doctor puts a chart full of letters up on the screen. And the first few lines, those are easy. The letters are really big. They're impossible to miss. And maybe that's what's going on here. The Israelites may have been far away, but perhaps their blessing was so great that it, like the first few letters on the chart, is obvious. And even Bilam, who has eye trouble, he can still see it. The rabbis of the Midrash, they suggest just that. They teach that when Bilam looked out into the Israelite camp, it became obvious that the Israelites deserved a blessing. The rabbis teach that the Israelites built their tent in such a way that she'em mikuvanin zeh mul zeh, that the doors of the tent weren't built opposite one another. In other words, the tents were intentionally designed to prevent neighbors from looking into one another's homes. It's a manner that ensures privacy and it demonstrated the absolute respect all Israelites had for one another. When Bilam looks out from the mountain, the design of the tents and the respect for the privacy that it demonstrated was as obvious as those enormous letters on the eye doctor's chart. Anyone, even someone who has vision issues like Bilam, would see it. But earlier in the story, when Bilam fails to see the angel was actually harder to see. Think of it like the last line on that same vision test. The smallest of those letters. Those letters may be right in front of you, but in order to see those letters, one needs perfect vision. Anything less, and you can't read those letters. It's the same thing with Bilam and the angel. Remember, following the king's instruction and cursing the Israelites is an opportunity for Bilam to make a lot of money. Bilam is so focused on making the money, he can't see anything else. Dreams of riches blind Bilam to the presence of the angel. And unfortunately, when money is involved, seeing anything aside from it is like trying to read those tiny letters on the doctor's chart. It's very difficult. Just look at the headlines. Time and time again, we have seen modern Bilams. The modern Bilams who see nothing but money. Modern Bilams who fail to see their friends and their communities. Modern Bilams who destroy everyone and everything that stand in the way of their pursuit of wealth. We all hope to live comfortably. We all want to make money, myself included. But the worship of money, becoming a slave to money, blinding oneself to everything but money, that is heresy. Then again, maybe Bilam's issue has nothing to do with the eye chart and the big and small letters. Perhaps this eye doctor would have a completely different diagnosis. Maybe Bilam is spiritually farsighted. Let me share a personal story. When my sister was about 3 years old, my parents had some concerns about her vision. But they stopped short of getting her glasses because she could see everything that was really far away. Then one day, my sister was in our driveway, and she was playing, and she walks right into the parked car. And that's when my parents figure we should probably take her to the eye doctor. And sure enough, she was diagnosed as farsighted. And she's been wearing glasses ever since. It could be the same with Bilam. He can see the Israelites from a distance, from atop a mountain, but he can't see the angel right before him. Maybe he too is farsighted. But different from actual eyesight, Bilam's farsightedness is an affliction of the spirit. When he is on the road, Bilam is unable to see the angel because he is too involved in his own life and achieving his own goals. There is simply no room in Bilam's worldview for the presence of an angel. But when he's left alone, atop a mountain, with the stresses and pressures of his life far away, Bilam clears his head, looks off into the horizon, and sees the beauty of the Israelite people. Bilam suffers from spiritual farsightedness. When it's right in front of him, he's blind. But after taking a step back, the picture becomes clear. And Bilam is not alone. So many of us become wrapped up in our own lives that we often miss the blessings that are right before us. Perhaps the story of Bilam is a reminder. In order to see the blessing, we must all take a step back. Stepping away, it helps us see the big picture. It allows us to focus on the blessing. By stepping back, Bilam overcomes spiritual farsightedness, and so can we. So on this holiday weekend, and throughout this young summer, let's remember Bilam. Step back from your life, refocus, and let's all enjoy the blessings before our eyes. On this Shabbat, let us learn from Bilam and his failed sight. Let us enjoy the big blessings before our eyes. Let us recognize that, like the small letters on the eye chart, all blessings are not easy to detect. And when we become spiritually farsighted and unable to see the blessings of our lives, let's take a step back to regain our focus, to reshape our vision, and to open our eyes to the light of God. Shabbat Shalom.